From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Death toll now up to 14 in India bridge collapse. A bridge under construction collapsed in the eastern India city of Calcutta on Thursday, killing at least 14 people and injuring dozens more. Rescue workers are frantically trying to free those believed to be underneath the concrete slabs. Witnesses said a number of people in vehicles, including two buses carrying more than 100 passengers, and several taxis were under the bridge when it came down. Teams from India's National Disaster Response Force and military personnel were brought in to aid in the rescue effort prior to their arrival. Residents and firefighters had been trying to free those trapped with their bare hands. Construction workers who were on a tight schedule to complete the bridge set up camps near the site where they could sleep and cook. At least six people have been killed and an unknown number of others were wounded when a suicide bomber targeted a treasury official in the Somali town of Galkayo. Witnesses told VOA Somali that the bomber hugged the official, Saeed Ali Yusuf, before blowing himself up, killing the official and five other people. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Now, 2022 seems a long way off, but when you're watching the World Cup in Qatar 6 years from now, Amnesty International wants you to recall that the venues for that event were being built by what they call forced labor. In a report released Thursday, the human rights organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium, one of several being built to host the games. The workers, all migrants, all reported abuse, ranging from degraded living conditions to withheld salary payments and passport confiscations. Similar findings have been noted before by Rights Group, but this is the first report to tie abuses to the World Cup preparations. This is VOA News. Many world leaders are here in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. That's today and tomorrow, in an effort to keep nuclear material out of the hands of terrorist groups and others with malicious intent. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas is covering the summit, and she spoke with us a short time ago.
One of the key goals is to secure loose nuclear materials around the world, and there are still many sites, there are still many areas where those materials are not properly secured and vulnerable to theft. And one of the key questions being addressed today is making sure that people like terror groups are not able to get their hands on it, or other people who have some sort of malicious intention.
Russia, she says, will not be there.
The White House would have liked Russia to attend in a constructive way, according to a White House spokesman. But no, and analysts are saying, look, Russia and U.S. relations are just too tense right now. This is part of that. Russia doesn't also does not like this is the U.S.'s baby. You know, Obama started this series of summits, and they prefer a more international, broad sort of architecture for these kinds of things.
This week's summit will include a special session on how to ensure that groups like Islamic State do not get their hands on nuclear materials. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan Unity government arrived at a naval base in Tripoli by ship yesterday after being denied entry by air in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power. Fayez Sarraj, the new prime minister, arrived from Tunisia. He said, with God's help and with everyone's support, we will work to create a state with institutions and laws with the participation of all Libyans. The government of national accord is the result of UN mediation in December aimed at ending the North Africa country's political stalemate. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian news agency Wednesday, said that the international talks in Geneva should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to his regime. Mr. Assad on Wednesday said that a preliminary constitution could be drawn up within a few weeks, and that the Syrian opposition said it rejects any political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House Wednesday called Mr. Assad's view a non-starter. And a suspected would-be suicide bomber detained last Friday in Cameroon is not one of those more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted in northern Borno State 2 years ago. The non-governmental Murtala Mohammed Foundation helped verify the young girl's identity. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.